In the Great Lakes region, toxic algae blooms are a big problem. Every summer, they leave a green sheen on parts of the Great Lakes and on many smaller lakes. New York State has a new campaign to find solutions, but as Great Lakes Today reporter Veronica Volk found out, some are questioning that approach.
But there really are hundreds and hundreds of toxins, and the ones we worry about are not the ones we know, but the ones we don't know.
In his lab at the SUNY College of Environmental Science and Forestry in Syracuse, Greg Boyer is testing algae. Specifically, he's testing blue-green algae, the kind that releases toxins that can be dangerous for people and pets. And it's the kind associated with harmful algal blooms.
Most people would see a blue-green algal bloom. They would say, well, the water is discolored. There is a scum floating on the surface that often looks like spilled paint.
Algae love to feed on nutrients like phosphorus and nitrogen, and these blooms are caused when too much of those nutrients wash into rivers and lakes.
It could be coming from agriculture. It could be coming from runoff from village streets. We get a lot of phosphorus that gets deposited by dust. Could be coming from septic systems.
And some of it, Boyer says, is historical. It's made its way into the soil, air, and waterways already, causing fresh problems every year. Boyer is now part of a task force that New York's governor has gathered to solve the problem. With $60 million in the budget, the governor wants the group to look at 12 different New York lakes. Governor Andrew Cuomo outlined the problem in his State of the State speech late last year.
We have seen a new phenomenon that is dramatically affecting the quality of our lakes.
Cuomo's plan calls for gathering experts from New York, but also other Great Lakes states like Michigan and Ohio, and even North Carolina, Vermont, and Tennessee. These blooms pose a threat to public health across the country, and the idea is that getting everyone together will lead to creative solutions, with official action plans to be completed this spring.
What's most important is that we understand the urgency of this issue, and we move with speed and haste.
But some are wary of the governor's haste.
Well, I just think the timeline is probably not realistic.
Nelson Hairston is a professor of evolutionary biology at Cornell. He works with Honeyoy Lake, one of New York's Finger Lakes, and he's also part of the task force. Unlike Lake Erie, where agriculture is the biggest contributor to algal blooms, the main source of nutrients in Honeyoy is buried in the bottom of the lake.
And we're interested in to what extent those nutrients come up from the sediments every summer and drive these algal blooms or these cyanobacteria blooms.
Hairston says scientists need more time to figure out how to remove phosphorus already in the environment. Because right now, some of the fixes are very expensive, and some only suppress the problem for a few years.
Is 4 years solution long enough to make everybody happy, or do we want to try and do something more long-lasting?
Greg Boyer is more optimistic.
There absolutely is not going to be a one-size-fits-all. The question is, are there going to be 12 sizes fit most?
He says they can learn a lot from implementing different management strategies across these 12 lakes. Then they can apply what they learned to the rest of New York's lakes and the Great Lakes and lakes across the country and the world. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk in New York.